Luke chapter 2 reveals the events that surround the Christmas story. As the birth of Jesus was announced to the shepherds, verse 13 records that suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Peace is an essential element of the Christian story. Jesus himself is called the Prince of Peace. And there are three ways in Scripture that God seeks to use us to bring peace to a troubled world. First, we have already seen that he uses us to bring peace between man and God. Today, we want to see how God uses us to bring peace between man and man. God wants to use us to bring peace between two parties that are at odds with one another. The book of Philemon beautifully illustrates this dimension of peacemaking. It tells the story of the slave who ran away from home. He went to Rome and was caught and thrown into jail. Paul led him to the Lord so that there was peace now between man and God. The next step is that Paul wants to bring about peace between man and man. And so he writes to Philemon, the slave's owner, who Paul knew personally, and he says, "If he has wronged thee or owes thee aught, put that on my account." That's what peacemaking is all about. The peacemaker is willing to get between two warring parties and pay the other's bill. When you hear about strife and grievances that others have, don't listen to gossip and slander. Squelch it and encourage them and help them to deal with their bitterness and wrong attitudes. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org.